I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides it for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had
Where she
twins by
would
this
cock
guy.
tease all the
So this
prisoners,
guy, he's not even free.
the
He's
same
sitting
way
in
I
a
cock
cage, and
teased
he's
you guys
perpetuating
with
his
that
genes
previous
better than the
episode,
girl's
'cause you thought you were
boyfriend
gonna get some
and getting him to
Eugene,
take care of
and
them.
you didn't, 'cause
Like, that is
we
some
went
epic
down the rabbit
mating
hole
strategy,
of
and she wins too because she
interdisciplinary
gets,
liberal
she
arts
wins because she
as a
gets a
major
stable dude
at
to take care
Colorado
of some
State
like
University.
alpha dude's
You know,
kids,
something that white
right?
women from North
In that
America would
case, she
major in
wins and he
because it's a
wins
way
and the
for them
guy
to
loses,
not
or her
experience
boyfriend
any
loses
discomfort
big
by
time.
doing any
That's why when
math.
it comes to
Did you
chicks, I just
notice
screw
when
them
we
and
were
leave them.
reading
I
off
say,
all
get
the
out of my
classes you
bedroom,
have to take?
poontang,
There
before
were
you
no
suck my
math
life dry.
classes.
Trigger
There were
warning.
no math
This is all
classes.
white men
Were
have ever achieved or
Let me go back
contributed
and
to
look.
society or innovated
Guys,
or
don't mess this up.
everything. There.
The whole meal
so
but
my
before
dick is still
the
up.
irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because what they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets where we're giving
yeah,
the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children?
Not a single math
the
class.
Intelligent people
majoring
subsidize the breeding
in math
of the less
avoidance.
People.
And
gosh,
that's what's going
society
on.
Society is getting
majoring
worse.
In math avoidance. Great one. Are you actually going to do any Eugene? Yes, I
Trigger
promise
warning.
You.
Number 11. They acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Yes, they do. Or they get a rescue dog.
Trigger warning. Bats.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%. I'm sure there's one or two of you out
it's,
there. Why
hey,
is it
Cleary,
nearly 100%?
It's because they majored in math avoidance. That's why.
Careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
Can we stop pretending this is some kind of fucking giant mystery? Why feminist careers need tax money to subsidize them? I mean, why is this a mystery? Let's do this.
Who doesn't have a lot of testosterone? Women. Women. Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
Not even close.
It's
and
a testament
can't do
just
math
in general
to
how
race
you cannot
shooters.
Rely on what girls say. It's sad. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Trigger warning.
You get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
What? Like on the bitch.
You, bitch.
All right, I'm back. Did you miss me? I was wandering around while the intro was playing. Oh, God damn. I've been up for hours, and I feel like I just woke up. I gotta stretch a little more. Ah, oh, there we go. Oh, that helped. Ah. Oh. All right, here we go. Without any further ado, after cock-teasing the fuck out of you in the previous episode, which I think I am gonna name White World. God. I'm just trying to decide if I name it White Woman from North America Problems and like really cock tease the fuck out of you guys, because then you listen to the episode and you think that the Eugene letters are coming up and they never happen. Or if I just give it all, yeah, man, it's tough. It's really, really tough. I should fuck with you guys. Yeah, I should. I should fuck with you. All right, let's go. No more fucking around, great one. Dear Eugene, my boyfriend is shocked when I don't know a 17th century historical event or an 18th century philosopher. Well, you should be shocked because, I mean, you're a woman. You know everything, right? Women are perfect. I mean, my God, look how much time you spent in college majoring in interdisciplinary liberal arts. How do you not know these things? I mean, you women have had 12 years of public education and then 4, 6, 8, maybe even more years of fucking college. I mean, if you've had 6 years of college and 12 years of public education, you've had 18 fucking years of education. How do you not know anything? He sometimes belittles my taste in books and movies. Well, that means he's normal, and you're normal, because yes, all men make fun of women. I mean, okay, he belittles your taste in books and movies. Let me take a wild guess here, sweetheart. Your taste in books and movies is 50 Shades of Grey, Harry Potter, The Hunger Games. There's a reason why men make fun of women's taste in books and movies. Okay, he's obviously reading history and philosophy, and I can guarantee you that you're not. That's why the Harry Potter movie. Other times, he simply outshines me. Well, that's because he's a man, and it's something that we do naturally, is outshining women. We can't help it. We're better than you are. We both took standardized tests for law school. Oh, God. So he hit you. Okay, dude, you're dating a woman who wants to be a lawyer? What, are you stupid? Dude, go find yourself a fucking woman who's like a waitress or something. You do not want to date a woman who wants to be a lawyer. We both took standardized tests for law school, for example, and he scored far better. Well, of course he did. Which part of man do you... Do you women really think that men say we're better than women just to hear the sound of our fucking voices? Of course he scored better than you. First of all, he's a man. Secondly, he's your boyfriend, okay? Women date and marry and breed up, right? It's like the woman in the intro who had sex with the fucking prisoner and got impregnated by the prisoner. She wants alpha sperm. Women breed up. They marry up. They date up. She is dating you because she perceives you as being smarter than her and better than her, because no woman wants to date a man who is not smarter than her and thus not better than her, because women don't date down. Women don't marry down. Women don't breed down. Men marry down. They have to. They're marrying women. Okay? Men breed down. Men date down. Women do not. Women date up. Of course he's smarter than you. If he wasn't smarter than you, or at least perceived by you to be smarter than you, or if not smarter, have something you could take advantage of, he wouldn't be your boyfriend. Do you women not understand anything about females? This is what just baffles the fuck out of me, how you women don't know anything about your own fucking nature and your own fucking bodies, fag tag period poverty. Right. Blood started coming out from between my legs and I didn't know what was happening. I didn't have a tampon available. What, you didn't know that you bleed between the legs? I mean, how can you women be so fucking perfect and yet not know anything about your own nature? Men, for the most part, there's always some exceptions, have a perfect understanding of what sort of women we're attracted to and why we're attracted to them. You women have no fucking idea. He also landed a more lucrative job than I did upon graduating. Once again, he's a man. If he hadn't landed a better job than you did, you would have left him. Of course he did. My God, you women are dumb. We've been dating for a year. A year? A year? We've been dating for a year. Since we met in college and moved to New York, the occasions I mentioned accepted, our relationship has been wonderful, respectful, and loving. Yet I'm feeling a lack of confidence in my intelligence and accomplishments. Is it rational to feel this insecure, or is my behavior petty? Okay, you have a lack of confidence in your intelligence and accomplishments because you don't have either of those. You don't have intelligence and you don't have accomplishments. Is it natural? Let's say natural? Is it natural for me to feel this insecure? Yes, it's God damn it! It's called being a fucking woman. You go through your entire fucking life being insecure about everything because you're a goddamn woman. Because everything is your fucking tides of your fucking emotions. Because your fucking feels. And because you have to scream at the sky and cry and shit and all this other fucking stuff. Yes, it's natural for you to be riding an emotional fucking tidal wave and be sitting around and thinking, oh my God, I don't know. Am I incompetent? Am I stupid? Haven't I accomplished anything? Yes. Yes, yes, you're a normal fucking woman. You are less intelligent than a man, you're less accomplished than a man, and you're insecure all the fucking time. Guess what? You're also gonna fucking bleed out of your vagina once a month. News fucking flash. This is all 100% fucking normal. God damn it, you fucking women. And you seriously wonder why I don't think you should have jobs. Once again, do you want a woman like this designing a bridge? Or she's a lawyer? You want this woman involved in making legal decisions? God damn. The fucking lack of self-awareness. Once again, I'm not just making this up when I say that women do not have self-awareness. I'm not just fucking saying this to hear words flow out of my fucking mouth, to hear the sound of my beautiful voice, to fill up time on the fucking internet. I'm saying it because it's fucking true. They have no self-awareness. None. God damn it. See, once again, she says, okay, they've been dating for a year. And she says, other than these couple of things, I mean, he scored better than her on a test. He got a better job. And he gives her some crap because she doesn't know anything about philosophy or history. Other than that, the relationship is perfect. What did she actually say? What's her actual words? Our relationship has been wonderful, respectful, and loving. And there you go. So other than those couple of incidences, everything's great, and she's just not happy. She just cannot fucking be happy. It brings my other point I say about women all the time, because it's fucking true. I'm not just making this shit up. Women are incapable of being happy. They are completely fucking incapable of being happy. No matter how much they have, how much resources they have, how much money they have, how many things they have, how much fucking attention they're getting, how much attention they're getting on the internet, how much attention they're getting in real life, how much more money their boyfriend makes, how much more money is being spent on them, how much the fucking clothes they have, how nice their shoes are, how good the weather is, no matter what happens around them, they are still never happy. They are constantly dissatisfied. Because hypergamy says she wants more, 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 more. They cannot ever fucking be happy. And thus we should let them vote and have jobs. Because what could go wrong? What could possibly fucking go wrong? Dear E. Jean, I am a newspaper woman on the West Coast. Okay, we've already identified most of your problems right there. Newspaper, you use the phrase newspaper woman, and you're on the West Coast. A young and very low-paid reporter, because there are not any high-paid reporters anymore, because journalism is not really a thing. And yet, you Zoomers and Millennials still haven't figured that out. You still haven't made the connection between the fact that you can get information on the internet for free, and yet you still think people would be willing to pay you money to be a journalist. Like, social media is free. You go on Twitter and people are tweeting, oh my God, there is a shooting at the school and somebody shot and they're posting pictures. Why would you get paid money to show up after the shooting has happened? You know, after the single mother raised a kid who turned into a school shooter who went to the school and shot a bunch of people. Why would you get paid money to go to the school the day after the shooting happened and ask people questions when the people who were actually there when the shooting was happened were fucking live streaming it on Facebook in order to get attention because they're a bunch of goddamn attention whores, right? Your job is obsolete. That's why you're low paid. But you majored in journalism because you didn't have to take any math classes, right? And you want, and most important thing in your life was was avoiding any discomfort. And math causes discomfort because, well, math is racist because you don't get opinions in math. 2 + 2 = 4. My boss is bipolar, okay, and goes back and forth between complimenting my work and screaming at me. My editor-in-chief is aloof and doesn't interact with the reporters much. I receive minimal health insurance and don't even get paid overtime. Sweetheart, Obamacare. Everybody has free health care now. And you don't get paid overtime. You shouldn't be working overtime. The only good part of my job is my boyfriend. Really? Hold on. I thought women didn't need no men fish bicycle. Okay, so let's find out what's wrong with the boyfriend, because I'm sure that's what's coming. The only good part of my job is my boyfriend. He's a fellow reporter, and we've been dating for 6 months. Okay, first of all, he's a reporter, so he also majored in math avoidance. Insert giving TJ Martinell shit at this point. And you've been dating him for 6 months. I wouldn't count him as your boyfriend yet because this is about the time he might get start getting tired of you and move on to a younger and thinner model. Our relationship is great. We work really well together in and out of the office, and I'm so happy with him. He doesn't like our boss either, but he wants to stay for a while longer than I do because he wants to get a good recommendation from our editor-in-chief when he finally does leave. So he's going to put in his time. However, okay, here it comes. Here we go. All right. Here we go. However, he's not financially independent from his parents yet. And I am. So he's old enough to have gone to college to get his worthless journalism degree and graduated. So he's at least 22 years old. He's still financially dependent on his parents. But hold on. Didn't he major in journalism? Wasn't he following his dreams? Isn't the money supposed to follow? He's not financially independent from his parents yet, and I am. I'm paying for all my own living expenses, as you should be. You're a woman, you're strong, independent, fish bicycle, you have a fucking college diploma, you followed your dreams, you're a journalist, you're going to change the world, Obamacare. Yes, you should be paying for all your living expenses. Congratulations, sweetie. See, once again, this is women. I pay for my own living expenses. Whoa. No shit. Wow. Imagine that. A woman actually paying for her own living expenses. What a shock. In the era of strong, independent women who can do it all, fish bicycle, don't need no man, girl boss, women have to announce that they pay for their own living expenses because it's such a big deal. I can't figure out why I don't think women should vote. Obviously, I'm a misogynistic pig. All right. Okay, let's see if we can get through this sentence. However, he's not financially independent from his parents yet, and I am. I'm paying for all my own living expenses, and I'm approaching a point where I can no longer afford to work for this newspaper. I already know a raise is out of the question, since there are a couple of senior reporters at the paper who've been here for years and who make only a little more than I do. You majored in journalism, sweetheart. How much money were you expecting to make? As an unmarried woman, as you're going to stay an unmarried woman, I wouldn't concern myself with that. What an interesting phrase also. As an unmarried woman, you know, it's like, well, as a black woman, or as an Asian man, or as a black transvestite. I mean, pray tell, what is going to follow that phrase? I don't know, because I haven't read ahead, but I bet it's going to be interesting. As an unmarried woman, I've hit rock bottom financially. Okay, once again, you live on the West Coast and you majored in journalism and you work for a newspaper. Well, is it a nurse newspaper? Does she say? She's a journalist. Oh, newspaper woman, yes. Okay, sweetheart, sweetheart, sweetheart. You have a journalism degree, you're living on the West Coast, and you work for a newspaper. How much money did you think you were going to get paid working for a newspaper? Newspaper. You know who reads newspapers? Old people. You know what old people are currently doing? Right now, you know what old people are doing this moment as we speak? They are dying. As old people die, the number of people who read newspapers will go down. As the number of people who read newspapers goes down, the number of people going to buy your newspaper will go down, the amount of money your newspaper will make will go down, the amount of money available to pay you to be a journalist, which is not even a real fucking job anymore, will go down. How can you be a fucking millennial, the smartest generation ever, with access to the internet, and not be able to figure this out? Fucking God. As an unmarried woman, I've hit rock bottom financially. I want to leave and find a better position. The only better position you're going to find is with your ass in the air. I want to leave and find a better position, but part of me wants to hold out a little longer and stay with my man until he's ready to leave too. Sweetheart, you could get a different job in the same city. Oh, wait, you can't. You majored in journalism. You can't get another job. I mean, you go be a waitress, but all the actors and actresses have fucking locked you out of that job. I mean, oh, God. I'm completely in love with him, but I'm always broke. Okay, well, how much new clothes do you have? How many pairs of shoes do you have? How many, like, do you have Netflix and Hulu and what the, how many, like, streaming entertainment subscriptions do you pay for? How often do you go out to eat? How many gym memberships do you have that you don't use? These are serious questions. Before you start coming and talking about how broke you are, what's your spending look like? What do you think? Should I stay with my dead-end job just to be with someone who could be the love of my life until we can leave together, or should I put my career first and leave town without him? All the best. Just get another job in the same fucking city. I don't know. Well, I do. I don't know why it's difficult, but I do know why it's difficult. Once again, journalism degree. You can't do anything useful for anybody. If you had some kind of skill set where you could get a job where people are willing to pay you money in exchange for your services because you can create value for them, this would not be a problem. But you majored in journalism. Yeah, you'd better stick around for the man because he's your only chance. I mean, you're never going to get a high-paying job doing anything. So your only chance is for him to get a high-paying job doing something, and then you can marry him, stay married to him for 3 or 4 years, then divorce, rape him, take half of what he has and never work again, and then tell everybody how strong and independent you are. Fag tag me too. All right, here we go. Dear Eugene, several months ago, I informed the guy I'd been dating for 2 years that I was 5 weeks pregnant. He snapped at me, "Sort it out." He said he already had kids and was not prepared for more. I'm 33 and have no children. He's 39. I want the child very much, and I ended the relationship. Okay. I'm not even going to speculate on where this is going. Let's find out. I began dating a new man, and I somehow let him think he's the father. Okay, let's pause here for a moment. I somehow let him think he's the father. I just somehow. I somehow let him think that. See, this is what I love about women, is the way they can warp their perception so as to completely avoid having responsibility for anything. See, she didn't lie to him. She didn't mislead him. She didn't fail to tell him the truth. She somehow let him think that he's the father. Just somehow. We don't really know. Somehow it happened. It's just somehow. Somehow, you know, 6 million Jews were gassed and thrown into mass graves. We just somehow let that happen. We just somehow. You know, somehow this airplane just flew into a building. Just somehow. You know, and some of you out there think that women should be engineers and politicians and voting and having jobs and making decisions. I somehow let him think he's the father. Okay. You know, I just somehow put my dick inside of her mouth. I don't really know what happened there. I began dating a new man, and I somehow let him think he's the father. Yes, call me names. The new guy is my age and has been here every day. Paid all my prenatal bills. Okay, yeah. Scratched my back, and he's happily planning our future life together. And you're lying to him. He's happily planning your life together with what he thinks is his child, and you're lying to him. I predict, oh, I'm sorry, she's not lying. He just somehow thinks this. Because again, women, what is it women value? Guys, what is it women always want in a man? They like a man who's honest. Women value honesty. Honesty is so important to them. It cracks me up whenever I go onto the OkCupid dating site for entertainment purposes. The number of women who in their profiles either talk about how honest they are or how much they value honesty. I should get on there and do like a search for the word honest and see like what percentage of female profiles have the word honest in there. Women are all about honesty, aren't they? Oh, they can't shut the fuck up about how important honesty is and how honest they are. They like a man. Honest. My fucking God. And this is why you lie to women. You don't have to ever tell a woman the truth. You are under no obligations to ever tell a woman the truth. Lie to them. Whatever lie you need to tell them to get them to spread their legs and fuck you, just lie to them. Because that's exactly how they treat you. And people should be treated the way they treat others. And that's how women treat men. It's constant lying. Now that I'm on maternity leave from work and have time to think, I realize what a big shit I am. No, actually you don't. Because if you realize just how much of a piece of shit you are, you would kill yourself. You'd do all of us a favor and you would be dead. You're a woman. You don't have self-awareness. You do not realize what a piece of shit you are. Nice try. How do I name my baby? Okay, so she's realized what a big shit she is, right? Her first question is about her. How do I name my baby? See, the baby is hers, not theirs, not his. It's hers. It's her property. Her thing is, and her biggest question, her first question is, how does she name the baby? So the first question is not, how do I tell this man that I've lied to that I'm a lying piece of shit? Right? Because women value honesty. She didn't give a flying shit about the man. He's just there to pay for things, right? She doesn't feel bad because she's lied to him and taken advantage of him and misled him and just somehow let him believe the baby was his. No, she feels bad because she doesn't know how to name the baby. Women are just so selfless and altruistic and compassionate. You know, if only women ran things, there'd be no conflict anymore. How do I name my baby? How do I fix this mess? I feel bad, but I really have no romantic feelings for this new guy. Oh God, this is, okay, hold on. Let me just read this and then we'll editorialize. So how do I tell my former boyfriend, the man I possibly still love, that I kept the pregnancy and will give birth soon? Oh God, it gets better. The baby won't look like the new guy. So do I tell him? I was already pregnant and the child isn't his. This will kill him. OMG, I messed up so much. Or do I just not confess to anyone? Please help. I'm really scared now. Okay, the baby won't look like the new guy. What that means is that one of the two men is black and the other one isn't. That's what that means. Now let's look at this. So first, okay, how does she name her baby? She feels that she has no romantic feelings for the new man, yet she's let the man spend money on her. Remember now, guys, these people should vote. They should have jobs, right? She is this lying, manipulating cunt. But somehow or another, if she has a job, when she goes to work, she's going to magically turn into a person who's not lying and manipulative, and she's going to do her job to the best of her abilities for the benefit of everyone she works with and the customers. If you're a bad person like this in your personal life, you're going to be a bad person like this in your professional life. Right? It's like in my professional life, everybody knows I'm kind of a bad-attituded asshole who just wants to get shit done and move on, and I don't want to hang out with you. Kind of like, just like in my personal life. I'm a bad-attitude fucking motherfucker who just wants to yell at the internet for 52 minutes and 40 seconds and then go do something else. Okay, so she has no romantic feelings for the guy who's spending money on her and planning his life around her and the baby. So she doesn't give a flying fuck about him at all. Not only does she just not have romantic feelings, but the fact that she's letting him do all of this, she is somehow misleading him. I mean, she does not care about him at all. She is taking advantage of him. She is parasiting on him. Do I tell my former boyfriend the man I possibly still love? So she doesn't say she still loves the former boyfriend. She says she possibly still loves the former boyfriend. It's possible. Once again, because women don't have self-awareness. If I love a woman or don't love a woman, I'm pretty fucking sure if I love them or don't love them. Only I possibly still love him. How do you not know? Either do or you don't. Are you not there with yourself? Do you not have direct access to your fucking feelings and emotions? How do you possibly love somebody? How do you not know? What do you mean? I'm possibly pregnant. What is this possibly shit? The baby won't look like the new guy. Once again, that just means probably the former boyfriend was a black guy and the current boyfriend is a white guy. Yeah, it's going to be really obvious to him. He's going to know that you've lied. Although, depending on how cucked and beta he is, he might be perfectly okay with it and he'll keep spending money on you even though you have no romantic interest in him. Because women are so fucking honest, you'll just keep taking his money.
Holy fucking shit.
Please help, I'm really scared. Okay, do I confess? Sweetheart, just... Oh my God, there's something I could do with this. And I haven't... Oh God. Yeah, you should just tell everyone involved the truth so that they know what a fucking lying, manipulating bitch you are. And then you should move to Georgia. Nobody gets that joke. You will not get that joke until I do an upcoming episode where I'm going to explain to you why she should move to Georgia. So just hang on to that in your mind. Dear Eugene, 3 months ago, my handsome fiancé walked away from his high-paying career. I'm trying to plan our wedding, but most of my wedding fund is going towards supporting him while he's out with friends playing golf. He's a wonderful man, I'm just so confused. Okay, so see, when a man pays for a woman's baby that she's been impregnated by another man, see, that's okay. But here, no, he's just doing to you what women do to men all the time. That's called equality. And since you can do anything a man can do, because you're perfect, fish bicycle girl boss. You just need to keep supporting him. And why are you blowing all this money on a fucking wedding anyway? What's more important, your wedding, which is one fucking day, or his golf? You know how many times he can play golf? He can play golf over and over and over. Golf is something you can do constantly every day of your life. Ask Aaron Cleary. He'll tell you he plays golf all the fucking time. It's all he does. He claims he's writing books, but he hasn't published a book. I looked on Amazon. Is there a book by Aaron Cleary? No, there's no new book by Aaron Cleary. Look for it. Look for millennial book, whatever, by Aaron Cleary. It doesn't exist. All this time, I'm going to write a book about millennials. No, there's no fucking book on Amazon by Aaron Cleary about millennials. All he was doing the whole time, golf. And that, see, there you go. You can get married one time. I mean, you get married multiple times, but you still, it's one day. Golf. You could play golf. Golf is way more important than your marriage, sweetheart. Suck it up. Dear Eugene, I recently moved to a beautiful and unfortunately popular spot for tourists, and now friends and friends of friends are constantly visiting. Yep, that'll happen. I've ended up paying for their parking, their gas, their laundry soap, their groceries. They don't even seem interested in me or how I'm doing. They just drop their bags, dirty my fresh towels, and borrow my car. How do I accept visitors into my new home without ending up as their personal valet service? Sweetheart, you tell them no. These people are taking advantage of you the way women take advantage of men by somehow letting these men believe that the child is theirs and then subsequently pay for everything. Once again, you're okay. Here's another one. A woman is having done to her what she has probably done to men her entire life, and she doesn't like it. Wow, imagine that. You don't like other people parasiting on you. Gosh, imagine that. Suck it up, sweetheart. Yeah, welcome to being a fucking host organism for parasites. Just fucking suck it up and shut your fucking mouth. I don't really. Dear Eugene. All right, so I got to read the introduction for this, I think. This is the intro to this letter. Happy birthday to me. As the Ask Eugene column enters its 25th year, I thought it might be fascinating to look at some questions from a quarter century ago, pre-Google, pre-Instagram, pre-Tinder, and see how much has changed. First up, the following letter from 1993. All right, so it's important that this was from 1993. All right. Dear Eugene, I met a man on a phone network. Interesting. He's married and lives 800 miles away. Out of curiosity, we saw each other. To make a long story short, we felt connected immediately. I know this is going to sound odd, but we ended up having... Hold on. I know this is going to sound odd, but we ended up having psychic sex. Okay, I had to reread that word about 17 times to make sure I was not stupid. We ended up having psychic sex. He can raise my temperature, etc. Psychic sex. This woman thinks she's having psychic sex. My problem is that sometimes he comes to me at inappropriate times. When I'm with someone else or in public, and it's embarrassing and difficult to keep my cool. He says he can't control the energy when he's asleep and apologizes. I seem to be in his conscious and unconscious mind. What can I do? This man, 800 miles away, is coming to her and having psychic sex with her at inappropriate times, and it's embarrassing and difficult for her to keep her cool. This woman also believes in global warming. And she's allowed to vote. Psychic sex. Psychic sex. All right. We might have time for one more.
Oh my God.
Psychic sex. Okay. That one looks too long. That's what she said. All right. No, seriously, how much time do I have? All right, let's go for it. Fuck it. Dear Eugene, I am happily non-monogamous. Oh, God. And usually have a few romances of varying types going on all at once. But there's a new rascal in my life. I've been dating long distance for 5 months, and I'm utterly besotten, daydreaming at work, uninterested in the model-esque tennis player who just asked me out, and suddenly wanting to have children. Well, maybe you could have psychic sex with him. The long-distance dude is brilliant, fascinating, and TBHQ. To be quite honest, I'm going to guess, the most attractive human being I've ever seen. That's actually not a very high standard in the United States anymore. We visit each other once a month. When we're together, the conversation is captivating and the sex is incredible and we have each other's complete attention. But as soon as we part, he becomes aloof and I turn into a pining teenager waiting for him to text me back or have some time in Skype. Okay, that's because he's fucking other women. So she's happily non-monogamous. She's fucking a bunch of different people, and yet she thinks that this guy is only fucking her. And see, are you women really this dumb? The reason he's aloof when you're not together is because when you're not together, he's either doing other women or he's doing other things. I don't know. Maybe he has something like, what do you call that thing? That there's some men who have those things. It's called, come on, guys. You know what I'm, the word. It's three letters. It's got a vowel in it. Job. Maybe he has a job. Maybe he has hobbies. Maybe he is playing golf, right? Golf. Maybe he's playing golf. Maybe he doesn't have time to sit on a fucking cell phone texting you all fucking day long because he's not a woman. Maybe he's a productive citizen who isn't a parasite, has friends, has hobbies, has interest, and has a fucking job. Just saying. Maybe you are not the center of his existence. Maybe he enjoys being with you once a month for 2 days and talking to you and fucking the shit out of you. My God, if I had a woman I could see once a month for like 2 days, I could give her all my attention for 2 days also. Because then I'd have fucking 29 days that I could do it. Well, 28 days that I could just not have to fucking worry about the bitch. Fucking Christ, you women are dumb. I don't mind that he's dating others. In fact, I prefer it. I'm good at welcoming whatever level of intimacy and time my lovers are able to offer, which more often is more than I want. Once again, see, so you're not getting what you want. This one's giving you less time than you want, and it's driving you insane because you're a fucking woman. You can't help it. However, I need to be this man's number one, and I'm not above scheming to get there. So she doesn't mind that he's dating other people. In fact, she prefers that he dates other people, and she's dating other people, and she doesn't mind other people not spending enough time as they want to, but she needs to be his number one, and she's not above scheming to get there. I'm a confident, attractive, professional 32-year-old. Okay, you're not attractive and 32. I'm a confident, attractive, professional 32-year-old who has her shit together, but she didn't send photos. And all women think they have their shit together. You find a woman who's fucking bipolar and has $200,000 of student loan debt and $100,000 of credit card debt, and she'll tell you that she's got her shit together. Women don't have self-awareness. A woman telling you that she has her shit together is like a fish saying to you, "What the fuck is water?" Of course you don't know what water is. You're immersed in it all the fucking time. You wouldn't notice it. Women are so fucking immersed in their own bullshit and their own lies and their own fucking insecurities and their own hatred and their own manipulative natures and their own fucking inferiority that they don't see it around them. They have no fucking idea. They actually think they've got their shit together when they are fucking walking disasters. But I'm afraid that in my unbridled enthusiasm, I'm going to blow it. I know my situation is not unique, nor is my question for you. How do I make him fall madly, devastatingly in love with me? How do I control another human being and make another human being fall in love with me? Sweetheart, you don't. You can't control other people, you ignorant, stupid bitch. And if you are not a fucking stupid bitch, you'd know that. How do I make him fall in love with me? Sometimes, sweetheart, you don't get your fucking way. You don't always, as shocking as this may be to you as a fucking white woman from North America, you don't always get what you want. You're not going to make him fall in love with you. He's actually as alpha as he sounds like he might be. You're not going to make him fall in love with you. Your fucking vagina is not special.
It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Penis happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good
man. Hey, there you go.
Newsflash. Guys don't care.
You want this man to fall in love with you? Go get yourself a good job. Oh, wait,
that's
she said she's a professional.
Women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists.
And you said, she didn't say successful. She just said professional.
They're not about progress.
She's confident, attractive, and professional.
And then gaining on that lie.
And you're 32. Why does he want a 32-year-old woman for? I mean, once again, if this man has got his shit together like it sounds like he does, what does he want with a 32-year-old woman? He can be banging somebody who's 22. He can literally, Hitler, marry a 22-year-old woman. Why does he want a 32-year-old fucking whore who's been fucked by God knows how many men to be his number one? Why would you be his number one?
The Rock,
you're 32 years old.
You should know your role.
Know your role.
And shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.